Hi, I'm Director Doug, and you know there are a couple lines from Season 4 of Discovery Mountain that have always bothered me. You remember Season 4, called Just in Time, where we learned that Bilsby Builders wants to tear down Discovery Mountain Camp to build a hotel and spa? Well, in that season, Madam Manager calls Blue Birdie a bucket of bolts. That's always bothered me. Blue Birdie is a de Havilland Beaver float plane. Just like I routinely take care of my plane here in Ontario, Canada, Mr. Simon regularly maintains Blue Birdie. She isn't a bucket of bolts. It sounds like Mr. Simon is doing some plane maintenance outside by Little Lake today. Oh, and it sounds like Wyatt is helping him. Let's take a listen to another mini adventure in Discovery Mountain.
Wyatt, hand me the 5/8 wrench, please. It's in the top drawer of my toolbox.
Oh, okay. Here, Mr. Simon.
Thanks. Wyatt, this isn't a wrench.
Oh?
No, look, son, it's a screwdriver.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Simon. I wasn't paying attention. Here's the wrench.
That's better. I'd have a hard time tightening the bolts on Bluebirdie's floats with a screwdriver.
I'm sorry. I'll pay better attention.
Wyatt, you seem a little distracted, son.
Oh, I do? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Simon. What do you want me to do next?
Take a look and see if I've got that bolt secure. I don't want Jake to lose a float as he's trying to land Blue Birdie.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Looks secure to me. Mr. Simon, that sounds like your phone.
It can wait.
It might be important. Here, I'll hand you the phone.
Thank you. Let's see what's going on.
Is everything okay, Mr. Simon?
Huh. It's Jake. Apparently, let me read these texts here. Apparently, someone at the Academy ate all of his gluten-free organic cookies.
The cookies that he keeps locked in the cupboard behind his desk?
Sounds like it.
Oh, Jake must be pretty upset.
Yes, well, it's not an emergency. I'll give Stan a call later and ask him to put some on his truck for his next trip.
Oh, well, that's good, Mr. Simon.
Now, Wyatt, help me spin Bluebirdie around so we can check the other float.
Mr. Simon, your phone's buzzing again.
It's probably just Jake.
It could be important.
Well, I'll take a look. Yep, as I suspected, it's Jake again.
Did he find out who ate all his cookies?
No, but he did find evidence. Apparently, the culprit left a trail of crumbs.
Oh, no.
Wyatt?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Simon. I suppose Jake will, follow the trail then?
I suppose. All right, come on, old girl. Time for a new view. Here we go.
Mr. Simon?
Yes, Wyatt, I heard my phone. And something tells me you want me to check my texts.
Just my recommendation, Mr. Simon.
All right, but grab that cloth next to my toolbox and start cleaning Bluebirdie's float so I can look for loose bolts.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's up with Jake? He followed the trail, Wyatt, but it leads to the boys' locker room, and let's see here. The locker room is empty. It could be any boy in the entire school that ate his cookies.
Jake's gluten-free organic chocolate chip cookies are delicious.
Aha, Wyatt. I didn't say what kind of cookies they were.
You didn't? Oh, well, everyone knows that those are Jake's favorites.
Son, is there something that you want to tell me?
Oh, Mr. Simon, I know who ate Jake's cookies.
You do?
Yeah, I saw him do it. I was just hoping that Jake would catch him.
Ah, so that you wouldn't have to be a tattletale.
Exactly. Nobody likes a tattletale.
True, but cookie thieves aren't really popular either.
I know. I just don't know what to do.
Wyatt, it's time for you to grab your phone.
Oh, I didn't hear a buzz.
Yeah, it didn't, but I want you to look up a verse.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I'm ready.
Matthew 18, verse 15.
Matthew 18, 15. Okay. Mr. Simon, I know what to do.
Go take care of it, son.
All right, I'll be back in 10 minutes tops. Is that okay?
Yes. Go, I'll manage. Wyatt, back so soon.
Yep, and it worked.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Are you finished tightening all the bolts?
Yep, Time to check the propeller.
I can do that, Mr. Simon.
Now, I wonder who's texting me now.
I wonder.
Ah, Jake says that the culprit confessed.
Good. He told me that he would.
Nice work, Wyatt. Now, be careful climbing up the ladder to the propeller. You don't want to go for a swim in the lake, do you?
Oh, no, not today, Mr. Simon. Nope.
It sounds like the airplane maintenance is going as scheduled again. See, Blue Birdie has regular checkups. She isn't a bucket of bolts. But I'm curious about something else. What was the verse Mr. Simon told Wyatt to read? I wonder what it says, don't you? Let's look it up together. Let's see here. Here it is. Matthew 18, verse 15. It says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother." Ah, I see. Wyatt must have gone and talked to the boy he saw taking Jake's cookies. And the boy confessed, so he must have listened. Talking to someone directly is usually the right decision. And it means we don't have to worry about being tattletales. See you again next time.
Hi, I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to another mini-adventure in Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.